Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden has gotten an up-close look at the collapsed Baltimore Bridge. He says the full channel will reopen in late May, adding,
"We're going to continue to have your backs every step of the way. I guarantee you. I guarantee you."
Baltimore's mayor has announced the recovery of a third victim's body. CBS's Christopher Cruz with more on Maynor Yasir Suazo Sandoval.
He was 38 and the father of two. He is one of six construction workers presumed dead since a cargo ship hit a bridge support and the bridge collapsed. The bodies of two workers were found last week. The workers were fixing potholes on the bridge when it went down. Suazo Sandoval's family plans to bury him in his native Honduras, which he left two decades ago. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
East Coasters have a lot to talk about tonight after the 4.8 magnitude earthquake near White House Station, New Jersey this morning. It was felt in several northeastern states. CBS's Errol Barnett in New York City.
We did feel one of these aftershocks. Its preliminary magnitude is 4.0. And the governor was warning everybody in New York State that you very well may experience aftershocks. Those aftershocks, while not causing any widespread destruction, can be damaging on the small scale. And certainly watch closely to make sure there's no extended damage from this quake.
CBS News learns that U.S. intelligence believes Iran is preparing a major attack in retaliation for Monday's airstrike by Israel on the Iranian consulate in Damascus. The U.S. has warned Iran in writing not to attack U.S. personnel and facilities. CBS's David Martin.
Two senior generals were among the seven killed in what Iran considered to be an attack on its sovereign territory. Caught the U.S. as much by surprise as it did Iran, even though it was carried out by an American-built F-35 stealth fighter. The U.S. was quick to disavow any connection.
The Israeli military says its investigation finds that the airstrike on a World Central Kitchen group was a grave mistake and that two officers have been fired. CBS's Holly Williams.
The investigation confirms, in large part, the account of Chef Jose Andres, World Central Kitchen's founder.
They were targeted systematically, car by car.
The nonprofit called for systemic change in Israel's military in response to the findings, demanding an independent commission to investigate the killings.
A strong March jobs report from the government today. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The job market continued to outfox investors and analysts. The economy produced 303,000 jobs, much better than the 200,000 or so that were expected.
CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive. See why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is expected to roll out his latest plan to expand student loan relief in Madison on Monday. The Washington Post reported Friday, without naming any sources, that Biden will propose reducing or eliminating student loan balances for millions. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down Biden's first attempt at student loan forgiveness last year. The IRS is trying out a free tax filing service in some states. Terry Ollie is a consumer advocate. She says the software connects lower-income filers to the earned income and child tax credits.
Folks who don't file are disproportionately Black, Latino, Indigenous, headed by a single parent. And so those are the households that often stand to benefit from thousands of dollars in tax credits.
Wisconsin is not one of the 12 states in the pilot program this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Mariners 6-5 at AmFam Field. Home runs by Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and Brewers third baseman Oliver Dunn on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
26 years of age now, fourth year in the big leagues. That ball's hit well, right field. Oliver Dunn is going to watch this one fly. How about it? His first big league homer. Oliver Dunn makes it 3-0. What a moment for him as he rounds the bag.
NBA, the Bucks lose at home to the Raptors, 117-111. Toronto able to end a 15-game losing streak. That's the Bucks' third loss in a row this week to teams like the Wizards, the Grizzlies. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, the last three were against three bad teams, you know, and to me that's inexcusable for all of us. As I told them, I said, this is on me. I got to figure out what we got to do to play at a higher pace, especially the second quarter. Second and third quarter were crushes for us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs to the mid-40s. Then clouds are back on Sunday, the wind picks up once again, showers move into the area, high mid-40s. 50s and still some rain chances Monday. Right now it's 33.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mavadik. It is the end of the week. It's Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. No guests today. We got a lot to talk about. By the way, if you're in Portland tonight at 7 o'clock at Powell's City of Books, Rachel Bitticofer is going to be doing a gig on her new book, Hit 'Em Where It Hurts, How to Save Democracy by Beating Republicans at Their Own Game. And I will be moderating it or whatever the, you know, I'll be interviewing her, I guess, you know, so it should be interesting. The two of us will be there, and I think, and it's free, you know, so if you're in Portland, drop by. So a lot to talk about today. What can we do about the naked corruption of the Supreme Court? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, Letitia James is not screwing around, and, you know, it looks like Donald Trump's $175 million bail has a few problems. I'll tell you about that. And is truly free tax help here? Also, in the second hour of our program, Republicans hate Social Security. They're never going to give it up. The story of Andy Biggs. And could states be the ones who bring in Medicare for all, just like happened in Canada? Interesting new legislation being proposed by Congressman Ro Khanna. Most of you are familiar with him. In the third hour of our program, how Trump is building an authoritarian axis around the world with a former ambassador of his. And also, is this how Saudi Arabia weighs in for Trump? Oil prices are spiking. I warned you of this a few months ago. It seems to be coming true. I'll give you more details in the third hour of our program. But to start out, what can we do about the naked corruption of the Supreme Court? I mean, you've got Alito and Thomas both talking about, hey, let's bring back the Comstock Act. This was just a couple of weeks ago. Even arguably worse, they've given Donald Trump 3 months of delay on his criminal trial in Washington, D.C. for trying to overthrow the government. Liz Cheney's quite pissed off about that, by the way. She says, you know, it cannot be the case that the president of the United States can attempt to overturn an election and seize power and that our justice system is incapable of holding a trial and holding him to account before the next election. Yep. She says, I think it's important that the Supreme Court recognize that what he's doing is a delaying tactic. So what can we do? Well, I think that there's a lesson to be learned from what happened in 1969 with Abe Fortas. I talked about this maybe a year or two ago, but it's been a while since we've had this conversation. And I think that it's particularly important that we do something like this right now. After the first of the year, assuming that Democrats hold the White House and take the House and Senate, or at least, you know, hold the White House and take the House, because you could do these kind of hearings in the House. This is what Richard Nixon did. In June of 1968, now LBJ was still president at that time. In June of 68, Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice Earl Warren resigned. Decided to resign, you know, put forth his notice. He was the only Jewish member of the Supreme Court, and LBJ wanted to make him Chief Justice. I'm talking about Abe Fortas here. And he also wanted to, so let me restart. Earl Warren resigns. Abe Fortas is the only Jewish member of the court, and LBJ wants to make him Chief Justice. And he wants to bring in a guy named Richard Thornberry to replace him, or excuse me, Homer Thornberry, to replace the outgoing, former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Earl Warren. So what happened was the Republicans just fought this. They fought it and fought it and fought it to the point that, there's nothing LBJ could do. And so he left office with a vacancy on the Supreme Court and had not been able to elevate Abe Fortas. So Nixon comes in and says, okay, there's this Abe Fortas guy and there's an opening. So let's make it two openings and we can flip the court from liberal to conservative, because the court had been liberal from the 1930s right up until 1969. And so, on October 2nd, 68, that was when Fortas withdrew his name for consideration of Chief Justice. He couldn't break the filibuster. So Nixon takes office on January 2nd, 1969, and says, that's it. We're gonna get rid of Abe Fortas. And the way he does it is he has John Mitchell, his attorney general, order the Justice Department to begin an investigation into Abe Fortas' wife. Her name was Carolyn Agar. She was a lawyer who worked at the same Washington, D.C. law firm where Fortas had previously worked. Now, right-wing media at the time had claimed, without any evidence, that Abe Fortas' wife had documents relating to tax fraud in the safe in her office. There were no such documents, but they made this claim. And Richard Nixon, John Mitchell, and Abe Fortas, for that matter, knew the old saying, a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. And John Mitchell was going to call a grand jury to investigate Abe Fortas' wife. Now, he compounded this by discovering a $15,000 speaking fee that Abe Fortas had gotten for speaking to a group, which was perfectly legal. In fact, it's routine. Clarence Thomas has gotten a lot of these speaking fees, and they're a hell of a lot more than $15,000 these days, as has Sam Alito and others. But Richard Nixon said, this is proof of corruption. So Fortas gave back the $15,000, and then, thinking that that would satisfy the Republicans. Right. So Nixon calls a press conference and says, Abe Fortas just gave back the money. That proves that I was right, that it was corrupt. This man needs to leave the Supreme Court. So between Nixon calling him corrupt and the threat of a grand jury, which could just drain his resources, just defending his wife, Abe Fortas said, screw it, and he resigned. And so Nixon got two people on the Supreme Court. He ultimately got a third one as well. And by the way, one of those was Lewis Powell, Harry Blackmun, Lewis Powell, and then William Rehnquist. William Rehnquist, by the way, he got put on the court in 71 by Nixon. He was the lawyer in the Justice Department who was running the investigation of Abe Fortas. Nixon made him Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He's the guy who put George W. Bush in the White House in 2000. So anyhow, all that brings us to today. What can we do today? First of all, Ginny Thomas has taken apparently at least a half a million, and it looks like millions of dollars over the years from right-wing sources, far more than Abe Fortas ever took, or his wife, who took nothing. And Clarence Thomas has taken naked bribes in exchange for his vote on Citizens United. All these trips and buying his mother's house and all this other stuff. So, number one, Congress needs to investigate this. If the Democrats can, and frankly, the Senate should have investigated this before now. I blame this on the, I'm thinking cowardice of the senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin, who's the chair of the Judiciary Committee. He could have easily called these hearings anytime in the last couple of years. but he chose not to. And he has not, and they have not, in, you know, issued the subpoena that Sheldon Whitehouse and multiple other members, Elizabeth Warren also, have been saying, you know, we need to subpoena the billionaires who have been bribing Clarence Thomas. And for reasons I cannot understand, maybe somebody from his office or he will call into our program and let us know. But, the chairman, Dick Durbin, of the Senate Judiciary Committee just has not. I guess we'll just let it slide. So anyway, this is how you replace Thomas, whose wife took, Clarence Thomas, whose wife took millions of dollars, and Thomas himself, who took bribes. This is how you replace Alito, who has taken piles of money from many of these same people. And this is how you replace Kavanaugh. I don't think that Kavanaugh could withstand serious questioning by people who want to know, you know, who paid off his $200,000 credit card bill and who paid the mortgage on his house and who, and what about all those, we only got 1% of his documents from the time he was in the Bush White House. Or, for that matter, we have very little documentation about when he was, working with the Bush campaign to help, to get them before the Supreme Court in 2000 so that George W. Bush could become president, even though Al Gore won in Florida by over 40,000 votes, actually, if you count the votes that Catherine Harris said, oh, we're not going to count those because those people wrote in Al Gore's name in addition to punching the button for him. She invented this new category called spoiled ballots. Because Gore had a 40,000 vote lead over George W. Bush until Catherine Harris came out with that. So anyway, I don't think that Kavanaugh, and Kavanaugh was up to his eyeballs in this stuff, as was John Roberts, as was Amy Coney Barrett. So I think that, a serious investigation, particularly one that involves a grand jury, is a really good idea into these Supreme Court justices. And if all three of them could be convinced to leave the court, Thomas, Alito, and Kavanaugh, and maybe even Roberts, like I said, his wife took $10 million from law firms that have business before the court. If they could be convinced to leave the court to avoid prosecution or further embarrassment or whatever, it would take the court back to where it was, the liberal court in 1969.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Letitia James is not screwing around with Donald Trump's $175 million bond. It looks like he may be in big trouble. I'll tell you about that right after the break.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Network.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with CozyEarth.com. Well, another great jobs report. This is amazing. 303,000 new jobs came in, the report today. So with inflation's only at 3.2%, this is the best job market since the 1960s, almost 60 years. In the 16 years of Clinton and Obama, there were 33.8 million jobs created. In the 38 months of Joe Biden, three and a half years of Joe Biden, 15 million jobs created. That's a total of 48 million jobs. And how many jobs were created by the 16 years of George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and Donald Trump combined? 1.9 million. That's crazy. Biden's 15 million jobs are eight times as many jobs as were created in the 16 years of the last three Republican presidencies combined, writes Simon Rosenberg for Hopium Chronicles. Since 1989 and the end of the Cold War, the U.S. has seen 51 million new jobs. 49 million of those 51 million jobs, 96%, were created under Democratic presidents. Only 2 million jobs, 4%, have been created under Republicans. Over the past three Republican presidents, the economy has created 10,000 jobs a month, which means that last month's 303,000 would be 2.5 years of Republican-level growth. It's crazy. It's 40 times. Biden has created jobs 40 times faster than the last three Republican presidents. We have the lowest unemployment rate in peacetime since World War II. All measures of consumer sentiment are improving, some sharply. Inflation has fallen. This is from Hopium Chronicles. Inflation has fallen dramatically, and prices of many goods, including many food items, continue to fall. Inflation is lower here today than in any other G7 nation. Very elevated wage gains, new business starts, and prime age worker participation rates are at all-time highs. 1.3 job openings per unemployed person. That's an amazing statistic. We have the lowest uninsured rate in history, with the Affordable Care Act signups this past year highest ever. The annual deficit is trillions of dollars lower than when Trump was in the White House. The median wealth is up 37% from 2020. Median wealth for 18 to 34-year-olds in this period more than doubled. The Biden administration has erased more than $130 billion in student debt. Home ownership rates for Gen Z are above both millennials and Gen X at this point in their lives. I mean, it just doesn't get better than that. So, number one. Number two, I told you, you know, there are problems with Donald Trump's bond, this $175 million bond. Letitia James is saying, yeah, show me, you know, under New York law, first of all, the company posting the bond has to be registered with the state of New York. Turns out this bank in California that this Trump donor is using to put up the money, this used car salesman guy, that bank is not registered in New York, number one. Number two, when you submit the bond, you've got to submit a document showing that you've got the money to back that bond and that that bond represents no more than 10% of your total net assets. Well, they didn't submit the paperwork. So Letitia James said you've got to submit the paperwork. So they submitted the paperwork yesterday. I told you about this yesterday afternoon before the paperwork was submitted. They submitted the paperwork yesterday, and sure enough, they don't have the money. They have just $138 million in surplus. They'd have to spend 127% of their reserves to cover Trump's bond, more than the 10% that's required. And they're still not qualified to do business in New York. So what's going to happen? Well, nobody knows for sure. The judge has given the Knight specialty or Donald Trump or, you know, whatever, 10 days to work this out, to clean this up. But if they don't, and Trump can't find somebody else to put up that $175 million, although I'm confident he will. You know, I mean, he's got Putin, he's got Mohammed bin Salman, you know, the Mr. Bonesaw. He's got all kinds of, he's got a son-in-law who's sitting on $2 billion. He's going to come up with the money. But if he doesn't, he's going to start losing properties. This is going to get interesting. It's going to be, the week after next. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And if you live in the test states, the pilot states, truly free tax help is here. Free software. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls on one of those Fridays.
Keeping your home for the devil's advocate.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is the show.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief.
Victim, Maynor Yasir Suazo Sandoval in the Key Bridge collapse. CBS News Baltimore reporter Rick Ritter.
Investigators did not confirm where in the wreckage Suazo Sandoval was found, but did say his family had been notified now.
Three other bodies have yet to be found. The aftershocks are still coming after this morning's 4.8 magnitude earthquake near White House Station, New Jersey. This woman lives just a few miles away from the epicenter.
I was doing my client's hair, and all of a sudden, I felt that rumble again. It wasn't as bad as that first rumble, but it was definitely an aftershock.
The government's jobs report for March shows 303,000 jobs were added, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.8%. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This proves again that the job market has remained far more resilient than most people would have expected.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The faculty at UW Oshkosh is giving their boss a vote of no confidence. About 164 UWO professors say they disapprove of Andrew Levitt's leadership. That's about 72%. It's been a rocky year financially at Oshkosh. The school recently cut its budget by $15 million. April is Autism Month. More kids in the U.S. are being diagnosed, and plenty of adults, too. Katie Hess is with the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. She says she's encouraged by increasing public awareness.
We're learning new information all the time. So certainly reach out to your local chapter, your Autism Society, ask questions.
The Autism Society in Wisconsin is training businesses how to better serve employees and clients with autism. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs to the mid-40s. Then clouds are back on Sunday, the wind picks up once again, showers move into the area, high mid-40s. 50s and still some rain chances Monday. It's 32 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingies.
Winged thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingies.
The winged thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Do
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. You know, in most developed or advanced democracies, the government does your taxes for you. Yeah. In Norway, for example, you know, they send you a little postcard or a sheet in the mail that says, here's all your income sources. Here's how much tax you owe. Here's how much was deducted. Here's how much, you know, and send us a check or we're going to send you a check, you know, whatever the case may be. The government does your taxes for you. Now, the United States is the outlier in this regard. And the reason why we're the outlier is because there's a multi-billion dollar tax preparation industry that uses its profits to bribe members of Congress to prevent the Internal Revenue Service from doing our taxes for us. It's that simple. But the IRS is moving ahead anyway, thanks to Joe Biden. If you live in, they've got this new direct file software, it's called, and it's free software, and it's only available to people who meet certain qualifications. You got to make less than $200,000 a year. By the way, it's available in English and Spanish, and it works on your phone. It's mobile friendly as well as computer friendly. You've got to be a W-2 wage earner or a Social Security recipient or an unemployment recipient. If you are one of those three things, which is most of us, then you can use it. It allows a standard deduction, but also allows deductions for student loan interest and educator expenses. And families who earn who claim the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit are also eligible to use direct file. So here's the states where you can get this for free. Arizona, California, Florida, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Texas, Tennessee, South Dakota, Washington, and Wyoming. So if you're in one of those states, you might want to check it out because you don't have to hire somebody to do your taxes this year, assuming your taxes are pretty straightforward. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Friday. Let's pick up your calls. Jerry in Ontario, California. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Yes, Tom, I wanted to remind the university out there that Veterans for Peace is having their yearly reunion or gathering in Ukiah this year, Ukiah, California.
Oh, cool.
So, like, we can go on the website. But what I really want to talk to you about is, what date did you start using quick win and a slow defeat? About 2004?
I don't know what you're
talking about. Remember, you would, on the Bush's war in Iraq, you used to go on there, quick win and a slow defeat. For a long time, you said that. And it's around this time.
Don't have any recollection of that, Jerry.
Okay, but that's what I've heard it many times that you would say, Bush's war, quick win, slow defeat.
I was opposed to Bush's war. I from the very beginning. I traveled around the country speaking out against it. I never said he should win. I said he should get the hell out.
What they called a win, and then you said the slow defeat.
Yeah, well.
It's what you know, yours.
Yeah, I just, I don't remember using that phrase, Jerry. You might be confusing me with somebody else. But, you know, what's the point?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. So, you're Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind today?
Real quick, if Larry was the first caller on every Friday, I'll bet you a paycheck with overtime that you wouldn't get any complaints from your viewers and listeners.
Larry's brilliant. He really is.
I really, really appreciate his contribution, and I know he's a modest person because I've heard him say it, but thanks, Larry. Keep it up.
Yeah.
So, quickly, Tom, I don't know if you've ever played this game, but you kind of say, well, when would be the best time to be born ever? You know, it's kind of a fantasy thing, and I've kind of nailed it down to me being about 18 years old in 1965. It seems like that was really a sweet era in the United States of America, and if you want to put me somewhere, it'd probably be Laurel Canyon.
with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and Joni Mitchell, and all those wonderful people and the love in that area.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, when did that golden era end? It kind of ended with Altamont.
Yeah, the conventional wisdom is that was the rise of heroin and Charles Manson and meth. I was in Berkeley and in San Francisco in 67 and 68, and I went back in the early 70s, I think 73 or 74, and it was completely different. I mean, I walked around Haight-Ashbury just mourning.
Yeah.
I used to live on Fall Street.
I was five in 1970, and believe it or not, I remember that time very, very well. The assassinations were still on the tips of people's tongues, all four of those big ones. But anyway, to make the connection to today, it seems like the last 8 or 9 years or so is, to me, signaling the end of another era where, you know, things weren't perfect for the last 40 years, of course, you know, with the neoliberalism and whatnot. But there was a type of civility and an anonymous trust that is now evaporated, and I don't ever know if it'll come back. You know, we've got the normalization of political violence, the absolute chaos and disarray of the third oldest political party on the planet, and we're seeing this thing, I guess, implode rather than explode.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're witnessing the end of an era.
Could be. I have a feeling that the Trump years, the seven more or less years that Trump has been a major factor, and I think you can even take that back to Obama's time when Trump was running around saying Obama wasn't a natural born citizen and needed to be impeached or removed from office. That was really when it began. An interesting statistic here, Maverick. But first of all, it would be interesting to interview millennials and Gen Zers or Gen Xers anyway, and ask, you know, do you remember your teenage years as the best time in America? Because, you know, I remember my teenage years as the best time in America, but that might just be a generational thing. So there's that. But one of the things that we've noticed is that, in fact, the writing, you know, publication that lays out what right-wing publications are saying every day. I get their newsletter every day. We've had Howard Polskin, their publisher, on this program. They noted yesterday that right-wing publications' readership is down around 40% over just 3 months ago. And left-wing publications' readership is down about 20%. I was talking yesterday to the editor of one of the major left-wing news sites, and she was telling me that their readership is down. I'm seeing that my readership is down in Hartman Report. Just a little bit, but it's down. I think that what's happening is people are saying, you know, Joe Biden's doing a great job. The country's in good hands. I don't need to make myself crazy about politics. I'm just going to, you know, go out and play golf. And, you know, people are kind of stepping away. And I think part of it has to do with just being so sick of hearing about Donald, this psychopath all the time. What do you think?
I would agree. I think there's a profound fatigue that is set in.
Yeah.
Whether you're a political person like me or you're not a political person, people are exhausted.
Yeah.
And with all this never-ending series of good news and good numbers that's happened since Biden has been elected president, it's going to get to the point where, you know, you're not going to be able to deny it, even if you don't like it.
Yeah, absolutely. And my point is, I think that that's causing people to say, I don't need to be quite as hypervigilant as I was. I don't need to be as worried as I was. I can kind of take a break from this stuff and listen to Joni Mitchell or, you know, watch a good football game or something like that. Maverick, I got to move along, but
yeah.
Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Good morning.
What's up?
First I would like to thank all your crew working behind the scenes, making your show possible. You guys are doing a tremendous job informing the public.
Thank you. I agree with you. We've got some great people working here.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I wanted to make a suggestion regarding the Supreme Court, and I wanted to hear your thoughts on this. What if we had an independent panel of judges who are picked randomly on a lottery, and their exclusive job is to look for any conflicts of interest when the Supreme Court is going to take cases or make any decisions. And their job will be to basically remove any judges who have any conflict of interest when they're making decisions. I know it's it's kind of a long shot, but what are your thoughts on something like that?
It's an interesting idea. There is the judicial, John Roberts is theoretically the head of it, and it's a committee or a group that gets together, and they come up with like the ethics rules for federal judges and for the Supreme Court. And I think that that's part of their mandate, part of their job, although I don't know that they're doing it.
I was thinking of an independent panel of judges,
right?
Not including Roberts or any of the Supreme Court judges,
yeah,
because that is a conflict of interest.
Yeah,
that is a conflict of interest in itself when they themselves are regulating themselves. That should not be allowed. I get it.
I don't know, Alfredo. It might work. We've got to do something. I mean, I posted today's op-ed about the Supreme Court over on Daily Kos, and one of the first comments was, we need to expand the court and we need to impose a ethics code on them before we do anything else. I totally get it. Alfredo, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Tom.
45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Joe Biden's going to be meeting shortly with the families of the people who died in the bridge collapse in Pennsylvania. The immigrants who Donald Trump calls animals, right?
Whether you're broadcasting to Waukesha Parkway or 101 traffic on the interstate,
broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 5:40 a.m.
and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes.
months. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even... It's like, after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe there's hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though.
Good.
They got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So, your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you can get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's in the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/HARTMANN. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Helen in Florissant, Missouri. Hey, Helen, what's up?
Yes, I am trying to encourage people to go to single-payer insurance. That includes also nursing homes in the single-payer. And the reason why is that, number one, if you're a low-income person and, say, for instance, Social Security. If you only get Social Security and you have to pay Medicare supplement, like I'm paying like $400 a month just Medicare supplement. So if you're only getting Social Security, you can't afford it, number one. And Part D is another thing by an insurance company, and that's extra cost. So the people that are low income and they can't get on Medicaid in many of the states. And if you are on Medicaid, good luck on getting a doctor, getting in the hospital and stuff until you're on death's door. And then also Part C, a lot of people go Part C just because they can't afford the Medicare supplement.
I know. This is all stuff that needs to be fixed.
Yes. And then if you're on single payer, just think, your auto insurance should be cheaper because they don't have to pay for the medical care of an injury.
Right, and employers don't have to pay for workman's compensation.
Workman's comp and your house insurance, your residential insurance should be cheaper because you don't have to pay medical care for an injury if somebody fell on your property.
That's right, your car insurance.
So there's so many things. And then when you're in a nursing home, nursing homes are private, and that's why they're so expensive, because the people that own the nursing home are going to make their living off from your medical problems.
Yep.
And yep. So in the hospitals, the CEOs are making so much money now. It is, and
there are 38 billionaires in America who made their money in the healthcare industry. An industry that right. should be nonprofit, top to bottom, and frankly was for a right. long time. I mean, when I was running businesses in Michigan back in the 70s, Blue Cross Blue Shield was a nonprofit in Michigan, and all three hospitals in Lansing, Sparrow, St. Lawrence, and Ingham County, all three of them were nonprofit because the state required that. And the Reagan Revolution, right. and that was the true, that was true in most states. The Reagan Revolution mm-hmm. changed that. And as a result, now we're, you know, we've got healthcare billionaires and the rest of us are screwed. I think you're absolutely right, Helen, and you said it very well. Thank you very much for that. George in Pittsburgh. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, sir?
Good. What's up?
I want to know why this is. You probably got this question before. When President Trump was president, he's commander-in-chief of the military. Why was he not brought out for a military court and got judged and got thrown in jail?
I don't think, I mean, that would require somebody in the military to bring charges against him. And what are you going to charge him with?
Treason for the
January 6th? Yeah, I think they just figured that, you know, they would leave it up to Congress to do with an impeachment. And frankly, you know, had the Republicans in the United States Senate not wimped out, and Mitt Romney in his book said many of them, you know, refused to vote to impeach Trump, even though they thought they should, because they were afraid that his goons were going to come to their home and terrify their families. You know, but had they done their job, you know, Donald Trump would not be eligible to run for reelection. And that should have been enough. George, thanks for the call. Martin in San Bernardino County, California. Hey, Martin, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I used to work with PCBs at the utility company.
Ooh, those are nasty.
You know, polychlorinated biphenyls?
Yep. Often contaminated with,
when I worked with the linemen would come by and they said, hey, I got heard about that time Reagan was there, or the name came up. But I just wanted to say that we worked with the PCB. I'm putting a mask on it, but the lineman goes, hey, that's a great lubricant. And then I said, hey, that's a cancerous.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it's the PCBs themselves. Wasn't it the contaminant in them? It was the same stuff that contaminated Agent Orange?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The dioxin.
It was in there, but we would send it. Anyway, I lived over here. Well, back in the day, Azusa, but they would ship it to La Puente, past Bobby, your buddy. Anyway, up there, and then they started moving it to Kettleman. Well, you know, then they moved it to Oklahoma, but they just make dumping zones. You know, back in the day, because I used to hear linemen say, hey, in Ontario, where did you dump it? He goes, hey, you shouldn't talk like that. No, you guys, what about somebody else? You know, now they built up the other towns, East Vale and everything.
Right.
But I'm just saying, spreading the venom is what I mean.
Spreading the poison around. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, this is how they avoid, you know, the cost of being responsible for those poisons. And it's wrong. It's a tragedy. But Martin, thank you. Thank you for pointing it out. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Republicans hate Social Security. They're never going to give up. I'll tell you about the latest.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by...